mercy.
Yes.
And Father God, I know with your help, all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
So stir up the gift that's on the inside of me. Use your servant that which you have called me to do and purpose me to do.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, allow your word to go forward with power and with might.
Yes.
Bind Satan who tries to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. You said in your word that you perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
So Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Draw back the drapes of misunderstanding. Give us an insight, a deep insight, a profound knowledge of your word. Give us an enjoyment in your word. Allow us to see your glory in your word right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are weak, but you are strong. You said you are made strong in our weakness. So Father God, we sit weakly at your feet right now. Ask you to impart your wisdom and knowledge to us. Father God, we just want to do your will. We just want to glory in your will. So Father God, have your way in this place today. And whatever's accomplished here, Father God, we be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people hear it.
Now, Genesis chapter 14. Beginning at the 21st verse. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet.
All right.
And that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and a portion of the men which went with me, Anah, Ishul, and Mamre, let them take their portion. And Abram said, verse 22. Let's go to verse 23. That I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet. And that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. I like to put a tag on this text. The defining moment.
All right. Yes, sir.
You can take your seats in the presence of the Lord. The defining moment. This morning, my brother says, we call this message the defining moment. Because I want to deposit in your spirits today that often the difference between great success and great failure is determined by the enormity and the content of our choices and the decisions we make. I will submit to you this morning that not merely the decisions we make while we are on the stage, but the decision that we make when nobody is looking.
All right.
The measure of a man or woman's greatness is not determined by what he or she does in the high and lifted platform of human living, but rather is determined by what it is we are about to do when nobody can catalog what we have done.
All right.
That pastor shared this with you.
Yes, sir.
You can make a decision in 15 minutes that can take you 15 years to get out of. At the end of the day, when all is said and done, when all the possessions have faded into the obscurity of time, the reality is all we have, Deacon Bailey, is our choices.
What you say, Pastor?
The world will come to know us by the virtue of the decisions that we have made. People do not remember what you have bought them, but they do remember how you have made them feel. Therefore, it is my contention. It is never the money that makes you rich, but it is the choices, y'all with me, that you make along the way. That determine the extremity and the extravagance of your wealth. Here's Abraham standing before the king of Sodom, refusing to take his money.
All right.
Well,
that's right.
for what God was doing in his life.
All right.
Y'all just hear what I just said? Oh, this is awesome. We are in chapter 14, amen?
Amen.
But in chapter 12, it was God, the God of Abraham, who called him out of the obscurity of the desert. Out of the obscurity of nobodiness. And when the king of Sodom could have cared less. Where was the king of Sodom when he was in chapter 12? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
God called Abraham into greatness in chapter 12. Let me help you this morning. Just because you got some of your bills paid, you driving a car now. Just because you moved from the one bedroom to the two bedroom. Just because you got a job. Don't you sit here and forget. But all these people, you got texting you now. You ain't got time for church or nothing else. All these people that's calling you, all these people that's in your face and in your space. Where were they when you had nothing and was struggling and had nobody? Where was you when you didn't have no job? Where was they when you had to raise your children by yourself?
All right.
Can you imagine? Where was they when you couldn't pay your bill because you ain't got no job? Right. But now, you look like you're doing good. They in your face and they. Don't you forget, New Jerusalem. It was God that sat with you in the wee hours of the night. It was God that ministered to your spirit. It was God that wiped the tears from your eyes. How dare you come in here and act like God has got to do another thing in order to impress you. If I can get up here feeling sick and make my way, press my way, you ought to be able to get off your seat and thank God. No. Help some of y'all. God has already impressed you by bringing you out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I wanted you to see here that Abraham knew he was going to be successful. He knew it. For him to question now, check this out. The only question to be settled therefore pertained to the matter who will get the glory for his greatness. He knew he was going to be great in Trump chapter 12.
Yes, sir. Right, yes, sir.
Right. Read the book on your own quiet time. I ain't got time to go there with you.
All right.
Crazy.
So for him, he knew he was going to be successful. So to him, the only question we shall therefore pertain to, who will get all this glory for my great life? Right. Church folk, don't you know when to shout? Y'all see, y'all don't even know the shout.
Yeah.
Let me preach this thing and get up out of here.
Yeah.
Abraham knew he was going to make it. So the question of him was not some insecure, vacillating query as to whether or not he would become great. He already knew that.
Yeah.
The only question in Abraham's mind was, who will get all the glory for me being so great?
Right.
Amen.
The reason why some of you couldn't shout, you don't shout it because you're not sure about whether or not you're ever going to get big and greater than what you are right now.
Right.
Not me. That's why when you come to church, we got to set aside a time called praise and worship.
Yes.
To pump you up.
Come on now.
To get you to pump you up to thank God, to worship Him. And beg you to praise God. But if you know that you know that you know. And you know it down in your toes who God really was.
Glory.
And what He really did for you.
Glory.
You don't need anybody to have you to praise and worship. Oh, I didn't like them praise songs they sang. No, the devil's a lie. You should have came in with a praise song in your mouth. Why? Because you know sooner or later, the great God of heaven is going to make me the head and not the tail. Nobody would have to beg you to praise God.
Amen.
That little clapping y'all doing is nothing. I came to tell the devil whose I am.
Yeah.
I know where I am.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going, Deacon Barry.
All right, all right.
I know I'm destined for greatness.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
You, Jerusalem, you have no idea what God has already done told me.
Glory.
In the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
God told me I'm the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
I'm always above and never below.
Yeah.
She said, God told me, boy, they don't gotta like you because I love what God is already doing in my life.
Yeah.
They don't gotta, God said, boy, I don't need nobody to co-sign on what I decide to do in your life. I don't need a co-sign. I don't need a committee meeting. He said, I said I will accomplish it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about the fire and the moon.
Amen.
You don't got to beg nobody to call you back.
Amen.
Don't call me back. See what you do then. Don't hire me.
Amen.
Sell your business, go there.
Say it, Pastor.
The only question in every mind was, who going to get the glory from me being great?
Amen.
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 Who will get the credit for my victory?
All right, now.
Amen. One of the reasons why we have to stop building monuments to people who have hurt us, because indirectly, we give them credit for our success.
Yes. Right. That's right.
Excuse my expression, Pastor, my cousin, but to hell with the devil and his users if they...
Right.
I don't care if you. I'm not gonna build a monument because you upset me. I'm done with you.
Right.
I'm moving on. I forgave you, but guess what? Don't gotta have you in my space no more.
All right.
Because if you ain't the friend of what my purpose is, guess what? I gotta get around my obstacle, which is you. I know y'all ain't gonna like me today. I'm the head, that's right, not the tail.
That's right. Amen.
God already told me some stuff.
Right.
And when you know that, you know that, you know.
Right.
Watch this now. You walk into a room differently.
Yes. Yes.
You know who you are, going, you know that you're going to be a success.
Right.
You're not going to beg nobody for nothing.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I told you, stop building monuments to people who hurt you.
Yeah.
Don't never give anybody credit for your victory. Who did not invest in your brokenness?
All right.
If you want to ride me when I was broken, stand on my face now and look like I'm doing good.
All right.
Because you saw when I was broken, busted, and disgusted. But you talked about instead of trying to give me a helping hand. But see, you don't understand the work is the intricate spiritual workings that God is working in the middle of my spiritual man. So you don't understand. So you ought to just shut your mouth and just keep praying if you know how to pray. And for the, don't ask everybody to pray for you, because some people don't know how to pray. Well, Pastor, don't I need somebody to touch and agree with me? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us and prays utterings that we don't know how to utter. So what you don't know how to pray, God will pray for you. I don't need no devil's praying for me anyway.
Amen.
You praying for me, God, to take me out anyway. God got another prayer. Watch what you're praying, because guess what? I got on my armor and your raggedy prayer gonna bumps off of me like Teflon, and you're gonna get back what you said in my way.
Woo!
I done went through a defining moment. Y'all ain't hearing me. I want you to see this, because what Abraham shows us is real success. It's not about what you have, but it's about what you know.
All right.
Yes,
y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Shake your head. Let me know y'all ain't sleep.
Oh,
it is the quality of your mind, a disposition of your heart, a certain certitude that lives down in the base and the beat of your soul. I say the beat of your soul. It is a base beat upon which the heart determines its meter and tone. number. It is a quality of knowledge, Deacon Bailey. It is a knowing and a certitude. It's never the money that makes you rich.
Amen.
If you have to have money to be rich, you will never be rich if you have money.
What's
right? You have a whole lot of money, been trying to get it. You mess up because you're trying to find somebody to spend it on. You have to learn how to be rich when you don't have a dime.
Amen.
You have to learn how to be wealthy while you are on welfare.
Amen.
While you are taking the bus. It's about what you are, not about what you have.
All right.
That's what makes you wealthy.
Yeah.
It is about the ability to walk in a room with a smile on your face and hell no broke loose in your life. And stop taking your mess out on everybody else.
Yeah.
You got issues. Don't make your issues my issues.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sick of people being projectors, and I'm like a screen in their life. They projecting stuff onto me. I ain't got nothing to do. You are packing your garbage on me.
Yeah.
But I understand because I'm destined for greatness. You think I can take it? Yeah, I can take it, and I can take a licking and keep on kicking. I don't know who I'm preaching to. I preach to myself. You can walk in a room with a smile on your face, put your head up and your chest stuck out, and tell people, "Don't he slay me?" Yeah, well, I trust me. Let me help y'all, church. Tell the devil, I don't have a dime, but I'm the richest person in here. I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy. I don't have a lot of clothes, but I'm wealthy. I don't have everything I need, but I will crawl down on my knees, call my Father and my Jesus, and get him on the main line and tell him what I want. But you got a direct line to heaven.
Glory.
I told you to get Jesus on the main line.
Yeah.
And guess what now? When I tell him what I want, he don't just hear me. He stop responding to me. He shows up, Deacon Drayton. When he does, he shows up and make the high places low.
Yeah.
He reaches down into the muck and miry clay and put me on a solid ground.
Yeah.
be a part of your story. So they can sit around and tell people, if it was not for me, she would not be nothing right now. If it were not for me, he wouldn't be nothing right now. That's why, y'all watch me, people. That's why, Deja, you got to be careful who you accept gifts from. Because some of the gifts, he want to give you aren't as free as you think they are. Am I preaching this thing? Tell the devil, keep that for yourself. Yeah. Practice that, y'all. Yeah. Practice that phrase until you get it good. Learn how to say no, Edwina.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank some you. Of you sisters and brothers, y'all too easy. Someone give y'all something, y'all lose your mind.
Wow.
If God meant for you to have it anyway, he would have had that devil come bring it to you. Some think everything that someone gives you is a gift is good for you. It's everything you get free ain't good for you. God ready to call you to greatness. And because you get it confused, you think because God called you to greatness, that means everybody's going to start bringing you stuff. No, everybody's going to start bringing you stuff. You got to twist it. You got the spirit attitude. God, time out for the spiritual people that's so super spiritual, but they really ain't got no word in them.
Yes.
Just because you're so blessed, I mean, God gonna start dumping all kind of people and stuff in your lap.
Right. Amen.
Learn how to tell people, I don't need your money or your applause.
That's right.
I don't need your validation. I don't need your hug tonight. If I got to sit here all by myself,
well,
I will not put you in a position where you get to say you made me who I am.
Amen.
Oh no. Got it twisted, my brother, my sister. You did not make me who I am. Because before I was formed in the womb, he said he knew me. You that showed up may not made a bad decision and you showed up. Defining moment, because Abraham is willing to tell the king of Sodom, no, no.
Uh-huh.
Being successful is not about saying yes.
All right.
This passage teaches us the secret behind great success. Watch it. It's hidden behind the capacity to say no. Since y'all got all sanctified and quiet of me, have you ever said yes and you know you should have said no? Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me, huh? Oh, I hear some, I get y'all, I hear some witnesses in here.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you how you know. Let me tell you. Because right in the middle of the yes, you thought to yourself, I should have said no. This passage proves that Abraham was ready for greatness and destiny. He had a decision. Do I take the money or do I trust God? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
I'm not preaching this to y'all work.
Yeah.
To do what he said he would do. When God saw Abraham push that money back to the king, God must say to his God self, now he ready.
Amen.
You cannot be great in the kingdom of God until you can refuse the trappings of Egypt.
Yes.
Did y'all just hear me?
Yes, sir.
You must be willing to live out of the desert until God brings you into the promised land. Did I just say something? I'm not done. Talk to yourself, church.
All right now.
God, I'm willing to be hungry.
Yes.
For it. I'm willing to be alone for it. I'm willing to be thirsty for it. I'm willing to take the bus, walk to work, Y'all with me? I'm not negotiating my future, my victory, so I can have the fleeting pleasure of Egypt for a season. I want what God has for me. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Some of you in here want God to bless you with all this money. Yes, you can have it as soon as you learn how to say no. As soon as you learn how to leave some of the things on the table, then God knows he can trust you with abundance.
Amen.
Yes. He knows you won't chase the dollar, but you'll chase your destiny.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Please understand, my brothers and sisters, as long as you think you need people to succeed, as long as you think you need somebody to be victorious, you're not worthy of the destiny you have asked for. Y'all got to talk back to me.
All right.
I know I'm in the book.
Yes, sir.
We ain't no different. We blessed, but we're not no different than Mary. Yes,
right.
The angel came to Mary and said, "Hi, ha, you are highly favored among women.
Uh-huh.
God has smiled on you."
Amen.
He said, "You will bear a child, and the Holy Ghost will overshadow you.
Uh-huh.
And you will have a child." What did Mary say? It's her blessed virgin self. She said, "How can this be that I know not a man?"
All right.
Why? Because we just like Mary. We think for us to be anything profound, anything to be great, we got to be connected to something a man or woman does. The devil's a lie.
Amen.
He said the Holy Spirit will overshadow you.
Yes.
That means God got you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
It don't have to look great. It's not going to feel great.
Yes.
But he called you into greatness way back there in chapter 12.
Wow.
Now it's chapter 14. And now you got some scoundrel going to offer you a whole bunch of compromise. Well, I said I'm going to do, God said he's going to do such and such for you. Now the scoundrel who done peeked into your future, that devil, peeked into your future, think he's going to duplicate and create what God said he's going to do. No, you can't create what God said for me.
That's right.
It may look good. I may be tired of waiting, but I got to wait till God bring this thing to pass.
Amen.
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 Y'all think I'm just preaching to y'all? I know what I'm talking about, Latanya. What?
Yes, sir.
What you say?
All right.
You know what?
You know you're going to be great the way God starts doing a little something here in your life.
Amen.
He breaks you off a little something.
Yes, sir.
To let you know that he's working in your life for some time. But if you don't wait on him and you mess around with man, he'll make you throw in the towel the devil with before God bring you into what you're supposed to have. Watch me, Sister Fia. This is the part of the message for y'all. Because guess what? I knew I was going to be a pastor somewhere along the line. I don't know how God was going to do, but I thought I had God figured out. But I did not have God figured out. Right place, did the right thing, and said the right thing, that I would bring it to pass. No.
All right.
Y'all look like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Can I just a little bit personal for
you?
Because guess what? When Daddy left here, back in 2011,
yes, sir.
I thought my pastor thing was coming to pass. Can I get a witness up in here? You ain't playing. You bring it back. I hate to have to lose Daddy to see it come to pass. But guess what? Daddy left and that church got stuck on stupid. Because guess what? Instead of me connecting my mind to God, I connected my mind to people in a church. And guess what? Because I don't ready to leave stuff on the table. God said, "You're going to wait another 3 years, sit over there at 93rd Street until you're ready to say no." Someone like Now see, the day gonna come when the church gets so busy and they gonna call me and wonder why I'm not answering. Because you weren't here when I was so-called a nobody. I'm gonna remember now, Sister Muffin, when she called, because she sat here with Pastor when he was supposed to be a nobody. Are y'all feeling me? No, y'all ain't got this. So don't get mad when I tell you, call Sister Fia and make an appointment. And you still might not get to see me because you might have to talk to Deacon Bailey because I might be somewhere traveling. I'm calling those things, Brother Amy, as that are not as if they are. You think I'm preaching like this for my health? God gave it to me like this. Because guess what? It's a defining moment. Abraham says to the king, he said, now let Mamre, Eshcol, what's the name? Let the other people out with me, let them get their portion. I don't want nothing. I know what God got for me. What God got for me is for me. I can say no to you. Yes, you say you made Abraham rich. I'm not compromising my biblical standards. I'm just going to keep my eyes on the prize. But guess what? I might not even see it blow up in my lifetime. But God called me, and that's enough for me. He don't have to do one single anything else. He has done enough. Are y'all hearing me? He's done enough. All I'm required to do is be faithful and stand my job. I charge to keep my head. I grind to glorify. Maybe some of you don't know the Lord is their personal Savior. The Bible says now is the set time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you don't know the Lord, it's your defining moment. Can I get a witness over here? It's your defining moment. You need to walk in the aisle, give the pastor a hammer, give God your heart. If you need to rededicate your life to God, if you haven't walked according to the dictates of His Word, now is your defining moment. Come on, rededicate your life to God. God said, I got you. He said, I didn't forget about you. You forgot about me. He said, I got you. I got you in the palm of my hand. Maybe there's something that you need a new church home. You have not. You're looking for a church home. You don't have a church home. And you want to join up with these people in the vineyard of God. We accept you. Amen. We accept you just as you are. Come on now. We'll walk on down the King's Highway together. Amen. It's the one today. It's the one. It's your defining moment. It's the one today. Is there one? Is there one? Oh, well. You take your seat in the presence of the Lord.